We never ever used a beat before.
Yeah, we're recording over here.
Yeah. Thank you, Laura, for this crazy ass beat. We're gonna make it work though. Check this out.
The Gatorade makes it different.
Check this out. We gonna make this crazy beat.
Yeah.
Check this out.
Recording?
Okay. Okay, Gazelle, show me what's up.
Summon a lot. Summon a lot.
Johnny, follow that up, please. I bet you can.
All the merch sold out.
Dreams bringing home, baby.
Subida.
We did it wrong. You're not even on beat when it. You're not even on beat.
You're gonna be racist. I'll be on beat.
Come on, brother. Come on, man. Jesus.
Bro, you guys told me to go at the end, bro.
I know, but you didn't even go on beat.
I was just about to start cooking.
There was no beat, bro. It was over.
The outro, bro. We fucked them over.
All right. It's your boy, NFINITDRA from the end until the motherfucking seat.
Oh, my days.
Johnny, what's up? Gazelli.
And Beto.
Woo! Finally, the boys.
Now, we went crazy.
Damn, we were. I'm sweating.
Gatorade hit a different off the nipple.
Shout out the Gatorade.
Off the nips.
But yeah.
I'm out of breath.
For all the bitches with big titties.
You know what that shit reminded me of? What you guys just did right now?
What?
You guys ever seen Super Hot Fire?
Yeah.
That shit reminded me of Mute Spitter and all those schools.
Yeah. I've never heard crazy. Yeah, okay, bitch.
Those were my inspiration.
They're hard, bro.
Oh, my God.
So, boys, how you guys been?
Long week. Super hot.
Long week. Yeah.
He said, woo.
I'm still beginning full of the nachos.
Beginning of the week, and the calories are gone. You already just finished all
crazy,
your
crazy, bro. Fuck.
Damn.
I see that my calorie count, but I will like 1,000?
Probably 3.
Nah, like 3,000. I exceeded it?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
At least.
Shut up, dude. You don't know anything.
It's your trainer.
It's your trainer.
Yeah, well, he's not doing a good job, right?
Obviously.
I'm trying. I'm slowly eating better, kind of. I didn't today, but
how's your weight journey, bro?
It's okay. I feel like bro. I just want to say fuck you, Tito, because that's just in my head now, bro.
Facts.
I feel like that's what you're supposed to do, though. He just told me all about calories, and now it's like I can't even buy a fucking Gatorade, bro. Cause like I'm so like I see the calories, I'm like, fuck, I can't have that.
Johnny's like, dude, I'm so fucked up in the head right now. I can't even eat a vegetable right now, dog. There's no way. I can't do
He needs his faith.
I can't have water.
It's just insane how much you see like all the fucking calories are in drinks, and I'm like, God damn.
You're
like,
right,
bro. I really fucking can't.
It hits you harder. We were talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
It hits you harder when you're like fucking booking it on the treadmill.
Oh my
god. And you're like 300 calories is all I burned?
You were on that bitch for like 30 minutes and shit.
Yeah, fuck that shit,
man. I fucking ran the trauma this week super fucking hard, and I was like, God damn, dude, like, this is only like
a bag of chips.
Yeah, dude, literally, and it's like, God damn it. And I had Taco Bell before that. I was like, God damn.
And I had Taco Bell before that. Please tell that story to me, because I know that you told me in Tito's version, but I want to hear from his
side. Okay, so I was like, I remember I fucking ate at work, and then I was going home, and I was like, God damn. Like,
what'd you eat at work? Because I ate with you. I can confirm what you ate.
I had Chipotle.
Was it wings?
What was it? It was wings.
It was wings? Okay, it was wings then.
We had a 10-piece and fries. And
So that's the first thing that I took it serious.
I texted him that morning, right? Or he texted me. He's like, hey, bro, I'm kind of hungry. Is it cool if I grab this? I don't remember what it was, right? And I was like, what'd you have this morning? He's like, oh, something small. I only had like 7 wings. So I was like, bro, that's right there. That's already like 1,000 calories.
But how much is that in protein?
Probably like 100 grams of protein. Nah, like 60.
So I was like, tight. So I fucking got that shit.
It's 10 grams of protein.
And I was like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to be cool. And then I was like, fuck you. I'm like, I'm kind of hungry. And in my head, I'm like, okay, it's not going to be that bad what I get a Taco Bell, because like, I'm not going to get all the like super naughty shit.
Like the tortillas and everything.
Yeah. Like, that's what I'm thinking. Avoid the fucking, because what I would get is a box. The little box that they have. I didn't get that.
It's not the $5 box. Not
the cravings box?
Whatever. The cravings box.
The Chalupa cravings box?
Yeah. So I'll fucking get that. There's even a new one right now. There's a chicken one.
We all have flashbacks right now.
That's just good, bro. The one they have right now is a fried chicken.
And when you shoot your brains out after that shit, like, it's worth, though.
I know, that's right.
Like, you like shit and it's hurting, obviously, and you're just like,
why don't more places have chalupas?
That's fucking true.
Why don't more places have chalupas? I get it. It's not fucking.
Well, you said chalupas?
Yeah.
Isn't it chalupas?
Chalupa, same shit. It's a boat, bro. That's what they're trying to say.
You're saying you're trying to make it Mexican when it's not?
Yeah.
Aren't you hungover?
Huh?
Aren't you hungover?
I'm hung.
Oh, that was from the last podcast?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's technically in the future.
So you're sober.
Chalupa.
We with that let's just fucking do the
fucking. So I fucking I was obviously like trying to avoid that nice bullshit.
Johnny, I think that's good for you.
Hold up. So I was like, tight. So I'm gonna fucking get the nachos, and I was like, oh, I have shredded cheese on it and beans. I was like, and speak with the guy. I was like, that's not too bad. And I get it, and it's fucking nacho cheese. I'm like, same thing, I guess. So I fucking get that shit, and I park and I eat that shit before the gym. Yeah, I was hungry, and I didn't think it was gonna be that big.
Pre-game the gym with Taco Bell. Yeah,
it's crazy.
Again, that was my first day that I was like trying to take it serious. Yeah. Like after.
You went when
after, so I was still unhealthy. And he's like,
it's day one.
And he's like, bro, like, do you think that's actually healthy? Like, where is it? I was like, honestly, I thought it was gonna be like a different type of cheese. Like, I didn't know it was gonna be fucking nacho cheese. I wouldn't have got it. I'm still learning what's like smart and what's not. Obviously, Taco Bell's not the fucking way to go. So whatever, I learned from then.
I guess
after that, I'm sure Tito can vouch for me that I've changed like my eating shit. And, like my,
it's been a week.
Here comes the vouch.
Yeah, it's been a week. I'll be real.
Don't sugarcoat it.
There's some improvement, but it's still like, there's still times where I'm like, dude, Johnny, deep down,
he doesn't know shit.
I'm like, Johnny, deep down, you know that's not good. You know?
No, I'm still learning what's like a good like choice and shit like that. So I'm still learning on all that crap. But point is that I've like kind of changed my shit. And then the last time we went to the gym, I did hit it hard. That was on Thursday. So I did hit it hard. We were there for 2 hours? We were there for a good while.
Like an hour and a half.
Cool. So 2 hours. So I feel like I've been hitting it pretty hard. Can you say yes or no?
Yeah,
I did. Okay, so
lucky for you, it's bulking season.
I'm slowly trying.
That bod's right now.
I'm basically trying to do that shit.
Oh, that's winter, right?
I still have a long way to fucking go.
Winter. It's like starts in the fall and the winter.
Bro, I'm be real, bro. It's hard to not eat like shit.
Facts.
Yeah, you'd be falling off the rails.
It's coming from the fast metabolism here.
Yeah, you'd be falling off the rails though.
Who, me?
Yeah, or you just been off the motherfucking rails? Shit, you're just walking?
I've been off the rails since I got out of high school.
I haven't seen the rails in a minute.
Wait, there was
rails? Like, there's the Versa.
Dude, I literally, this is the reason I always tell people, like, I only eat once a day, but it's not by choice. Mm-hmm. It's because I want to be a fat fuck. So I just eat that one time a day and just fucking pig the fuck out.
What is it you
eat? And it helps. It really does help.
Like Johnny's nachos right now?
As opposed to like being a fucking nasty ass pig twice a day, because that's usually what I used to do. Mm-hmm. You fucking start. So I just eat once a day, and you just gotta fucking tough it out the rest of the day. It is hard though. You're hungry, bro.
I damn near eat intermediate fast all day, except for the fact that when I get straight to work, I'm drinking my G Fuel sponsor. Use code POP. I drink that, and I have my snacks, which is the Rice Krispies. One of those granola bars and like a bag of fucking baked chips, whatever the fuck I have.
Yeah.
And I eat that, and then it holds me over till like 8 p.m. when I eat my meal prep, And that's all I pretty much eat. Or sometimes I get home and I'll snack on something.
You're almost, you're on one, well, one a day or two then?
Oh. Yeah, one and a half. I would assume one and a half. But snacks in between.
Yeah, oh, I'll be snacking too. What the fuck? Nah, you can't not snack.
Nah, bro. Nah, but when I get on my fat shit, sorry, but when I get on my fat shit, bro, I get home and I order wings before I get off of work and they'll be waiting for me at the house.
Isn't that the best,
too? And I just like, bro, it's like heaven. I remember one time, though, I ordered food like, well, before I got home.
Warn you right now.
I ordered food before I got home. It was the day we went to go do the first ECMO podcast with them.
Yeah.
And when we were driving back, like halfway through the fucking freeway, I was like, it takes about like 30, 35 minutes to make the wings.
You started calculating
and
it?
And I got jacks. I ended up getting jacks. And I got jack in a box and I fucking ordered it. It was like 25 minutes. And I was like, I'm about to time it about perfect, right? And boom, I'm around the corner right here. I'm literally coming out the freeway. And I'm coming out and it's just like, oh, like your food's about to be there in a minute. And then I'm in the neighborhood already. It's like your food's been delivered, you know, whatever. And I'm like, let's fucking go. I walk up and I come out of the, I park the car and come out. It's a long day. We haven't ate all day because we went to East Mill for a second. Yeah. We didn't eat over there. It was a long ass day. It was like probably 7 p.m., 6 p.m. when we got back. Been up since 10 a.m. I haven't ate shit. I get here. I walk around the corner to my house and there's a fucking random dog just eating my fucking food that they put on the floor, bro. Nah, bro. Eating through the bag, bro. And it was my neighbor's fucking pug, bro.
I would have called animal services.
Bro.
I would have fucking
put it down right there. I've never wished harm
on... Put it out of its fucking misery.
I've never, ever, ever wished harm on a fucking animal, but the urge that I got to choke that shit out.
I do constantly.
The urge to choke that shit out in front of the fucking neighbor and look him in the eye while I'm fucking...
Did you pay for this?
The I Am Legend scene, bro. Just I'm watching and looking at the neighbor just... This is what you did. Look what you made me do to your dog.
The one time sick. You don't get a brownie, huh?
Bro. I should have got a chocolate cake. I didn't, bro. Like, he killed my taco. Bro.
He did not forget the lettuce.
The dog fucking tipped over my drink. I didn't even get my drink. He tipped over the drink and it fell and spilled. So, of course, I had to come back out here later and fucking spray it down, pick up his mess.
It wasn't like, on the table outside?
No, they always put it on the table.
Why did they put it on the ground?
There's a table over there, too, bro. They left it on the ground, bro.
I never understood. Or you ever that's done it?
Bad luck,
bro. I was so upset that day, bro.
Have you ever had a DoorDash order? Well, I don't know. You haven't, but you ever had DoorDash order where like no, where your door opens this way, opens out to the street, and they put it right in front of your door.
So you're trying to
not knock over your fucking milkshake and the two double doubles that you fucking ordered like at 11 in the clock in the morning. You're like. Trying to get that shit, bro, and then it usually falls over.
Nah, bro, that happens to me not with food, thank God.
Well, women,
on the instructions, I always put in the instructions
pussy.
I do put pussy, but I also put please place at the highest point of the wall, on top of the brick wall, right? Because if not, like same shit, that all our dogs are gonna fuck it up, bro.
Yeah,
and bro, the thing is and now we get like packages from Amazon. Mm-hmm. We gotta be on top of it, bro. Because my little sister's dog, that bitch is a maniac, bro.
Man,
she sees Amazon packages, she's like, fucks them up, bro. Like the second she sees them, bro. So we gotta be like on top of it.
It's so stupid that dogs be doing that dumb shit. It's like, bro, you're being taken care of. Like, why are you? You don't have to pay for shit.
Can we be honest though?
You're just kicking it.
Can we be honest though? Like, not every dog deserves to live. You know?
Oh my
like,
god.
Like, if we're being for real, have you ever like? You ever watch those fucking videos and it's like, we don't deserve, and the comments are like, we don't deserve dogs. No, that motherfucker don't deserve me, dog. You're being for real.
Who's feeding them?
Who's feeding them? Who's leaving them in the house so he could be nice and fucking comfortable during the fucking summer and shit? You're not doing that, you fucking bullshit ass bulldog.
And then they still have the fucking balls to run away and make you pay a fucking impound fee, bro. And then they still have balls to do it again, bro. What's some bullshit?
Why don't you tell us about that? What do you tell about that?
And I have papeles.
Yeah, why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, so it was, I worked the night shift, right?
Right.
So
he works nights, bro.
I work nights, bro.
Oh, makes
sense. Okay. So
your dog ran away? It's because you work nights.
Yeah, exactly. So I usually don't wake up till like 1:30 p.m., 2 p.m.
Because of nights.
And this day, they were blowing up my girl's phone like at 10 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I was like, fuck, bro, that shit's annoying. And she goes, they ran away. I was like, fuck, bro. And I was like, how long ago? She's like 3 hours ago. Oh, my fucking
God. The gate's small?
No, they jumped because one of them jumps. I don't know. I honestly don't know how it happened.
One of them jumps over and unlocks it. Mm-hmm.
That shit's just open and shit. I don't know, bro.
Motherfucker got thumbs.
Go.
So, he gets the key under the mat.
It's a guy in a dog suit.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Kinky. So we're out there driving, bro, and we're like, fuck, like it's getting closer to work for me. Like I have to go to work soon.
Yeah.
And we can't fucking find them. We're refreshing the page because we call them, they're fucking assholes. Yeah. We're like, oh, like, we want to know if our dogs got, you know, turned in. If you guys found our dogs, check the website. Fucking thanks.
Fuck, can you just go look in your fucking inventory? You know when you tell the Walmart
people? You work there!
You tell Walmart, do you have it in the back?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have something in the back? Yes, you got to tell them. And you got, just go check them in the back.
Your inventory?
It's like, it's a big, ugly dog. You'll find them.
No, he's not ugly, bro. Come on.
I'm sorry.
Well, what happened?
You don't deserve
it. So it's three dogs, right? One, two of them are mine, and then the other one is my girl's brother.
Is Lilo and who's?
Lilo, Ova, and Bruno. Stitch? And finally we found Bruno on an app, and my girl's messaging the girl, and the girl's like, this is not your dog. And my girl's like, what 50. The fuck?
50
racks.
So we're like messaging back and forth, and this bitch, I'm just kidding.
No, say it.
No, she's like,
well, technically the dog was a girl.
This is not your dog. And we're like, what the fuck? And then finally, like, we look at the picture closely, and she sends it to the group chat, and she's like, her brother's like, that's not our dog. And I look at it because I was driving. And I look at it closely. I was like, yeah, that's not our dog, bro. But finally, we refresh the page for the pound. And we go. And they're there. But only two of them. So we're still missing one. And we get...
three of them motherfuckers got out?
Hey, bro. So, two's better than nothing. Fuck, call it a day, you know?
And it was our two dogs. So the one that's still missing was my girlfriend's brother, right?
Bro, I found him run over.
His problem.
Whatever. Long story short, we ended up finding him. And then just recently again, like 2 days later, he runs away again.
Oh my.
And just him, right? Uh-huh. And
damn, he's a failure.
Thank so God. We refreshed the pound. He was there this time. And so we go, and it's my sister's brother. I mean, my sister, my girlfriend's brother.
Hey, yo.
Fuck. Your sister's brother is just you, dumbass.
I don't even have a sister, bro.
Fucking dumbass. That's retarded.
You're stupid.
Should we cut this food?
You fucking your sister? That's crazy.
You macking your sister's
Hey, Beto, we need to have a talk after this podcast. Hey, keep doing your little thing, though.
Yeah.
Hey, I support
it. Yeah, so they find him, right? And my girl tells her brother, like, oh, he's there. And he's like, well, I have no money. He's going to have to stay there. And we're like, whoa, what the
damn.
So we go. So my girl goes with her mom. And they tell her, like, oh, he's not registered. He's not chipped. He doesn't have a license.
Mind your business.
He doesn't have his shots. He doesn't have a license. So the whole thing just for that one dog was like $300.
So they won't release him to you unless you pay that?
Yeah.
So we paid.
Well, that's
they don't have the license either.
So we paid $200 for our two dogs. And then like $200 to $300 for the other dog.
Why do they make you pay, though? It's like.
Like, we're doing you the favor. We're taking off your hands.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, they need money.
They got fucking out, bro. Like, you guys don't make mistakes.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't even their fault.
I mean, I get it. Like, if your like dog is always there and shit, like, that's always getting locked up and shit. Like,
okay, so is that
like,
dog?
Like, nah,
he's a repeated offender dog.
Nah, his dog's like, nah, they get pedigree over there.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go get lunch.
They that's beat us over there.
Shit, bro. That really does piss me off. I didn't know the pounds fucking charged you to get your dogs back.
Dude, everything's so expensive when it comes to an animal. Like, I remember this one time, like, when we first had got the Frenchie that we have, Rocky. She was a puppy, and he was getting all the attention from everybody in the house.
Yeah.
And my girl, she has her dog. Her name's Bella. Mm-hmm. And this black bitch, she's black, so I can say that. But she's like, you know, she was like crying out for attention, right? Just doing everything, acting out, like tearing up papers, bro. One day I come home from work, and it's late as fuck, too, because I work at night. Wow.
Oh, you work at night?
Yeah, I work at night.
Believe it or not.
Shit.
So then I come inside, and my girl's like, on the couch, and she's crying, and then her mom's like on the phone, and I'm like, what's going on? And they're like, what happened? I thought like it was an emergency.
You know what's funny about the I'm gonna cut you off real quick. But yeah. You know what's funny with the story that I was around when this happened, and it was so much more serious, and the fact that he's about to make it funny.
We'll see.
He fucks it up.
But yeah, but so I wake up and I'm walking through the door, and like they're serious. Like my girl's like crying. She's on the phone. Her mom's up, like trying to be comforting. I'm like, what the hell happened? Like, someone died? Like, and my girl goes, fucking Bella, she ate some chocolate. She got into a Halloween candy that was on the fucking in the center of the fucking room, right? But it was pushed like up against the couch.
She fucked that shit up.
She fucked like 20 pieces up with some chocolate M&Ms, like a fucking dumbass, bro.
I just thought it was Willy Wonka's factory.
So
my girl's freaking out on the phone, and she's talking about like, oh, like she's trying to get animal control. She's like, hey, she had like a significant amount of chocolate. They're like, how much? Show us the
too much.
How much is that? Yeah.
He sent a picture and talked about the yeah.
Planet. She's like, that bitch was passed out. That bitch looked like this.
For the audio. For the audio.
Hey, with the toothpick?
She just murdered it. She had that much.
Well, hey.
And And that, bitch is just chilling. She's like this, bro. Like,
bro, that that fucking dog was full as fuck. Right.
Yeah.
That was smoking, just chilling. That shit was bomb. Hey,
how much? Well, the bitch ain't breathing. That much.
No, but
she was still, the family she was, share pack of M&M's. It's gone.
She was
that
still,
dog ate more than me.
She was still awake. She was still awake and conscious, right? So she's talking like to animal control. They're like, "Well, how much is the serving that you tried to give her? Like that she got into?" Yeah. And she's like, "Oh, we're looking at it. It's like saying snack size. It's not telling us the information.
Dead size.
Yeah. It's not. It's size deadly. In case you didn't notice." So finally we call like another hospital and they're like, "You're gonna have to just bring her in because we don't know." And it sounds like you don't know, and it could be dangerous if you don't know. It could be a lethal dose. So
bro, where were we when you were getting these news? Because I remember I was there. Where the fuck were we?
We're here.
No, this happened after work,
bro. We were here. I remember you were.
I probably told you guys like the week after or something, or that week.
I could have remembered it was happening to you that moment though when you were telling us and shit.
Yeah, so
this fucking dog just ate a bunch of fucking. You were pissed off.
Yeah, so she's fucking stupid, right? And not the dog. Imagine.
I'm mad at you, girl.
Here's the part where it gets crazy, right? Because we drive like all the way to Rancho because it's the only animal hospital that's open. Stupid. I don't know what, it was probably like a holiday.
It was during holiday.
Yeah. It was like a holiday season, right? And then they were like.
Chrysler.
Yeah. And they were closed. Most of the animal hospitals were closed. I'm like, okay, hospitals will be open 24 hours.
Cool.
We finally get to this one. It's like an upland. Yeah. Like almost 45 minute drive almost, right? I don't know why. Yeah. But then. They take Bella.
It was an emergency pet room. I remember you told us.
Yeah, and so it's COVID too, because so we can't even go in with the dog or something.
Oh my god!
We're finding out anything's wrong with it, right?
Did your dog got a mask on? Yeah, can't come in if it doesn't have a mask on.
Yeah.
Did you have the shot?
Is she vaccinated? Like
she's dying. She's done.
Okay. Well.
The dog in the backseat.
Okay. Well. Okay. Well. Okay. Well, we're gonna have to have her take a COVID test.
The audio listeners. Yeah. You're gonna fuck this bitch. Go to YouTube, bitch.
There's 9,000 of y'all. Y'all got it. You know where to go find us.
So they were, she's like, yeah, she's gonna have to take a COVID test or whatever, you know? Anyway, they take her inside at this fucking fucking mobile home and shit, right? It's this sketchy ass fucking animal hospital in Upland. Then they're like, hey, like, we're gonna have to do this. We're gonna have to give her this. We're gonna flesh out her system and we're gonna see if that works. If not, we're gonna have to keep her overnight. Bro, how much is it gonna cost? $2,000. Fuck out of here.
She go home with me.
Bro. $2,000. Bitch. I'll monitor her. Fuck out of here, bro.
Let her die.
Yeah. I was like, bro, you can have her, bro. My girl's next to me. She's crying.
I'm going to just tell
her. She's eventually like, I'm going to give in because it's like her dog. What the fuck am I going to do? Yeah. I was like, bro, we don't even like her that much. I'm trying to like do everything I can to just. But so we end up paying the fucking $2,000. I'm like, bitch, don't even complain. We don't even have a house right now, bro.
He said we?
Yeah, me and me. We mean me.
We mean me.
Yeah.
I mean me. Me.
You push your ring back another fucking 5 years.
That's cool. So, yeah, I came out of her fund. So, yeah, we're not talking still. But
I love her.
But we saved that stupid retarded bitch. Which is the technical term.
For the dog.
For the dog, right? Autistic. So, yeah, we saved her eventually. But it was fucking, and she was fine.
Of course she was.
She was fine,
she
bro.
Had fucking, she,
that's my thing, though. It's like
Hershey's Crunch.
The thing is.
Hershey's Crunch.
Cool. The thing is like she was gonna be fine, to be honest. If we're being honest, it's fine. But they take advantage of how high your emotions are.
Your
girl's
of
crying.
It can't talk. If you imagine it be like, yo, like did you eat the chocolate? Yeah, she's like, fuck yeah, I had a whole thing of fucking M&M's.
Guys, it's okay. Like my tummy hurts. It's okay.
It's okay. I had this before, you know.
But and like he's right, because they're just watching her like they're like, oh, you know, it's gonna be 2,000 overnight, or like, no, they'll be like, it's gonna be 1,000 overnight. 2,000. Yeah. You know what? Nah, they're fucking crying, bro.
Actually, we might have to put like, you know, might have to give her some.
She might not make it.
We might have to give her some vitamins overnight. It's gonna be another fucking
bullshit, bro. They send us home with some fucking medicine. I'm like, bro, I could have made this shit. We have some grandmalo at home.
They be making up those prices, bro. They really do.
They really do.
They even make it up with like fucking us,
and they don't care.
How the fuck is it $20 to get your shit checked out in Denmark, but over here it's fucking $4,000?
That's facts.
Make sense.
You need the cat.
These motherfuckers just be making up prices.
Yeah. You fucking.
But you know what? Right, it's going to be 2020, I need gas.
Yeah.
Just, imagine just like getting the news and actually saying no. Mm-hmm. It's going to be $2,000. Mm-hmm. Y'all can have her.
Oh, you know what?
Just walk out.
I'm at 1,000.
Be in the car.
Yeah, let me just go to my car and get my wallet. Just speed off. That'd be fucked up.
Enjoy your last ride home.
Yeah.
Fuck no.
How was your guys' weekend?
Full.
Full of shit.
Well, I'm planning to go to Tijuana soon.
Yeah, you're gonna bring me some gramalo?
Yeah, I'm down. Ooh. I'll fucking bring some gramalo.
You mean like 8 of them?
Yeah, probably.
What are you going for dinner for?
Just for gramalo. What the fuck you think?
Oh, shit.
I'm literally going for gramalo.
We should vlog it.
That's what I was thinking of doing, Tito.
A Maple Alley video. We all go to TJ.
Do you have your passport, Tito?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to Tijuana. We'll fucking go.
Do you even need your passport for TJ?
Yeah, you do.
I thought you need your SSI. That's all you need.
Would you call me?
An essay.
Your essay. SI.
No, yeah, you do need your passport. I'm gonna go vlog and just record some shit out there for like a day.
Hong Kong or what?
Hong Kong. They have like good combos, right? For like food.
I heard that's a really good church. That
combo, yeah. Hey, chicken fried rice.
I'm down. It's on site to go and just fucking record some shit on Tijuana and obviously come back with some gramalo.
Yeah.
So it'd be tight.
What do you want to do out there though? If you do go out there,
Probably hit the beach. I'm down to hit the beach and maybe like hit a restaurant or two. Like I've seen some restaurants that are pretty cool out there. There's some Brazilian steakhouse restaurants.
We got some beaches in the States too.
Facts.
It's okay, but yeah, do you have gramalo? Do you want me to not bring up? But I bring.
No, nah, you can bring.
Hold on. Start again.
Do you not want me to bring back gramalo?
There you go.
There you go.
The acorn doesn't fall far.
Is there any trips that you guys want to go on like this year, next year?
Nah, fuck no, bro. No? Everything's too expensive.
All right,
I'm trying to go to Big Bear next weekend.
Oh, really?
I'm done. Yeah. Well, after we do all the fucking fantasy bullshit that we want to do.
You're being for real?
Yeah. I'm trying to see, like, there's supposed to be like a meteor shower up there. Like,
I'm done.
And you're supposed to be able to see it visibly through like I'm Big Bear.
Like do you kiss during those or
not? I'll pipe.
Well, you can.
I'll pipe. You and me? just you and me?
Well, I think
we have a romantic date.
I think I'm gonna put some Advil in Tito's drink and then just wait for him to fall asleep. And then he'll kiss me.
That's what you want to say.
Yeah. Yeah, but this meteor shower is supposed to be the best. Like that.
When's that happening?
August 12th through the 13th. So the night of.
It's gonna be visible in Big Bear.
Yeah, because it's dark out there.
According to who?
According to the blogs I've been reading, and the CNN.
You read blogs?
No.
Oh. Lalo, is there any place that you want to visit?
I don't know about this year, but me and my girl
George's
that's fire.
My girl do have a lot of stuff.
Pizza after this
we want to do and shit. Just right now it's tough since we're putting like money away and all that shit.
Yeah, you just don't
my money's already tight money. Too because of the PCs and
yeah.
Oh yeah, you got a PC.
I'm making payments on that shit.
So and then like, if you're with your girl, you're just throwing it away. If I'm being honest,
your PC's
nah, like, but we want to go to like a fucking like Ensenada or like Cabo. We want to go over there. And like be
fuck yeah
like a weekend thing, like a 3-day thing and shit, and just fucking being over there just chilling like vacation.
How fun.
And come back. Yeah.
Well, what's your build of your PC?
It's a decent build. It's not too crazy.
I don't understand computers, so I don't know if you asked that question.
So why'd you ask, man?
I don't know, because it sounds tight. Like, you might tell you some DC 11 XEY. I don't know.
He got some good shit. I got
DDR.
It's like 6 megabytes.
I got DDR5s.
Fire.
So that's like, fire, bro.
That's new. Yeah, that's brand new. It's only been out for a little bit.
Damn.
That shit starts up in like 2 seconds. The whole thing.
Damn, really? Fuck.
Yeah. I have DDR4, and that shit was new when I built it.
Yeah.
I got 5, bro.
I remember when I was in 2003, I had an R2D2, and
yeah, that's fire.
That's probably my favorite one. Yeah, bro.
Yeah. Tito, how about you for your trip?
Well, I'm planning on going to Europe in February.
That's nice.
Hey, with who?
I invited Johnny.
You're gonna go, Johnny?
I was gonna ask you guys right now if you guys are down to POP Europe trip.
You guys trying to a fantasy?
That's kind of soon though.
We're landing in Barcelona too.
Fantasy draft in
that's
Europe.
Hey, and honestly, I told you though, I have enough points on my card to get my flight for free. So.
And then right now, tickets are super cheap to Europe. Right
they
now.
Are, dude. They're like fucking like $3 bills.
Thank God the dollar's collapsing. Yeah,
let's go to France because that's your favorite place to go.
Fuck France.
Oh, it smells like wee wee.
Fuck Paris.
To France the fucking is cool, I guess. Boats, right?
Yeah.
That's what you like doing out there?
Oh.
Monsieur.
You're going to do the whole thing out there, Brito?
Yeah, well, I'm kind of building my trip around Barcelona, their Barcelona game.
Yeah.
So as of right now, they only play once and it's like in the middle of the trip and I'm landing there. So it's kind of like off. So I'm going to have to spend a couple days in Madrid and then a couple days in Barcelona.
That sucks, huh?
And then
that does not suck.
And then a couple days in Paris and then a couple days in...
Wait, who's over there?
I don't know. That's Kanye.
Barcelona, did you not hear?
And a couple days in England.
Mbappe's in there.
And then back to Barcelona.
That's you're gonna run it back at Barcelona again?
Run that back, Turbo?
I gotta catch my flight again.
Well, also saying that it depends if the team goes far, right? You said if they go far,
Zlatan's in Paris.
If they're out there, then we'll go watch a game. If not, then we'll go see Anne Frank. That's the deal, bro.
What?
Remember?
What?
Oh, so you might see a Champions League.
Yeah, that's how I'm hoping that they make it to the Champions League. That way I can watch a Champions League game instead. If not, then I'm gonna have to watch them play against Granada.
How much are Champions League tickets?
Don't matter.
They're expensive, but crazy. It's worth it.
Once
in a lifetime.
Cause you could probably
spend like $4 or $5.
I'd rather see Lamar Jackson throw some fucking bombs in preseason.
did you hear about that they might bring some of the Champions League game to the States?
Like Stone Cold?
Oh yeah, I did hear that they were kind of talking about that, but I don't know.
Like for neutral, but I don't know. My thing too is I think the same thing. Your thing is like it's a Europe tournament.
Yeah.
So why the fuck would you bring it over here? Aside from like money.
Yeah.
It's only for money. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like I'd rather.
Do you ever think the United States will ever be invested in soccer as much as the rest of the world?
No.
Well, it's so funny. I don't know if you guys have seen that ever since Messi came, like ESPN and like other
sports,
they're like trying to get into it. And I saw this clip where there's some guy's like pretending to know what he's talking about. He's like, yeah, like I kind of feel embarrassed for the MLS defenders, but I mean, Messi was doing the same thing in the Premier League.
Yeah.
And it's like Messi never played in the Premier League.
Yeah.
I saw that clip, yeah.
Yeah.
He fucked up. GG's to that guy.
Dumbass.
But yeah.
Most Americans don't know what the fuck's going on.
They don't care, bro.
Next year for the draft, y'all down to go to Vegas?
You just trying to make plans.
I'm trying to make that happen.
Why don't you go to Vegas with Beto?
I don't want to go to Vegas with Beto. Come on.
I'll show you the intern.
Yeah.
Oh, and then we're also doing like Universal.
Wait, when are you going to Vegas?
Not Vegas. I'm going to Europe. I don't have no plans to Vegas right now.
Yeah, we're doing big plans.
No, Beto goes to Vegas when he just wakes up and is like, let's go to Vegas.
I love
Vegas.
Just
go. Let's go.
Wait, do you like year. Vegas like that though?
Yeah.
Like, next year for the draft, that shit will be sick.
I'm done.
You go, you gamble, you get some fucking fat hookers.
Mm.
Oh, we're not bringing our bitches. Boys trip,
and then they're gonna turn into a girl trip, and then say that they're doing a girl trip.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's the Legion of Doom. I forgot they're always plotting on our downfall.
Oh, that's where we're going.
Sure.
The kick with the song.
What a coincidence!
Oh, we canceled the room. I don't know. We haven't done this portion of the episode in a while. We only did it once. But I thought it'd be a good idea if I brought back Conspire this one.
Mm-hmm. So Lalo,
give us the creepy music.
What was the creepy music? Do you remember?
I don't know. You never had one. I'm just putting you on the spot.
Oh.
Conspire this one. 21.
Bush did it.
Thanks. Yeah, so in this episode of Conspire,
Bush shut down the projects. It was you.
He don't like black.
George Bush
That's all, folks.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
No, he doesn't.
Now I just drive. Yeah. But so in this episode of Conspire, this one.
Fire.
Bush did it. Yeah.
I have a special.
Imagine that's the jingle though.
Yeah.
Conspire this one.
Bush shut down the projects.
Yeah. So in this episode,
Lamborghini Mercy.
Your chick, she's so thirsty. I'm in that juicy Lambo. Oh. Watch your chick, she trying to jerk.
In that juicy tiburon.
That's crazy because this conspiracy is actually about Lamborghini Mercy.
Vamos.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
So on this,
Bush shut down the project. Bush,
worst segment ever, huh? We can't get past the intro.
Yeah.
Aliens.
Balloons in the sky.
So we're interviewing this lady, and it's like, son rateros.
Mañosos, pandilleros.
Mañosos. Roban.
Fuman, venden drogas.
Violan.
Yeah. So if I can get through this, on this episode of Conspire This One, I have a very special one for you guys. This one's actually a very recent conspiracy that people are coming to.
Ooh.
So I don't know if you guys have heard about the movie. It's called The Sound of Freedom.
Okay, yeah, I heard it.
It's called The Sound of Freedom. And the interesting thing about this movie is that people have been reporting like all kinds of crazy things happening. This movie's in theaters, and all kinds of crazy things are happening in the theater while this movie's going.
We gotta go see this shit.
So there was a TikTok that I had seen of someone, like, there's literally some lady, and she's like literally screaming through the entire like beginning credits or something, like just trying to get attention and trying to like basically like shut the movie down, right? Mm-hmm. Other people have been reporting like people are pulling fire alarms.
Wow.
Or their AC will suddenly stop working in these movie theaters. Mm.
Shut on Melvin.
So that people are screaming that this is a basically sabotage of the movie.
Sabotage?
What people find interesting is that the topic of the movie revolves around human trafficking.
Right.
Like basically on a somewhat of a documentary scale.
Yeah.
So it was.
So it's a documentary. I assume it's a documentary.
It's a movie, but there is documentary around it.
But it's about human trafficking, and they're like giving up
child trafficking.
No, human trafficking in general.
Okay.
And they're talking about like revealing secrets and stuff like of how it happens and what to do, like what to prevent it, and putting these big people on blast, right? And so. Actually, what's interesting, if you dig even deeper into the rabbit hole, just recently, I want to say about last week, one of the guys who helped fund the movie was actually arrested and charged with kidnapping a minor.
Yep.
And so people are screaming conspiracy and saying that this movie basically is trying to be sabotaged.
Bush did it.
And he shot up the project. Yeah. They're trying to say that basically that this movie is being sabotaged and that people don't want the truth to come out and they're trying to make it work.
Oh, okay. So there's people that are pulling all that shit. They're doing all this crap so people don't air out the truth about this movie.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Also, Johnny, what have you heard about this? If you look, this movie's not even being advertised like that.
It's not on TikTok.
It's in theaters, though? It's in theaters.
And they're also offering free tickets for you to go watch.
What if it's just all a fucking huge pull just to get us to go watch it? Because I really want to watch
that's
it.
That's actually a theory I saw on TikTok.
Yeah.
Someone saying like that they don't believe this. That they actually think this is their marketing scheme because there is no marketing for it. Mm. So they're saying that this is their marketing scheme that for people to post on TikTok like, oh, I couldn't even watch the movie. That makes people want to go watch it even more.
I wanted to go watch it right now.
You want
to
help fund it?
It's really good.
Yeah. I just find it crazy that the person that funds this movie gets arrested for kidnapping a minor. I'm not saying it happened or it didn't happen. I just think it's funny with the timing. You know, like if someone was trying to set someone else up for this, like... Of that magnitude, this is how they would do it. So I thought this was really interesting. I wanted to know your guys' takes on it.
I think it's really fucking crazy how like there's so much shit under our fucking noses that we don't even know what the fuck's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's so much bullshit. The whole Pizzagate scandal, all this crap that's going on that people just brush off and like don't make it a big deal as big as
we haven't even talked about the aliens. And
I know, but I'm telling you that I'm just telling you that Bush did it. You know?
Yeah, and he shot the project.
I in all seriousness, I feel like it's so crazy that this is going on and as fucked up as it sounds, this is never gonna change, bro. Like there's always gonna be fucked up people in the world that just wanna they wanna watch the world burn and they just don't give a fuck. They like they're so greedy, they're all about money. Like that's like money's key, bro. Like
yeah.
So the movie, let me get this straight. The movie is about human trafficking.
Yes.
But there's just weird shit going on around the movie.
Yes.
Around the documentary?
Yes.
It's what crazy, do you think man. That is though? Let's say we just fucking dig into the conspiracy. What would make that a possibility, I guess? Like why would these weird things be happening around in the movie? Why?
Because they want to shut it down. They don't want it to be exposed. There's a lot of huge fucking names that are being involved with child trafficking.
Yeah. Oh. And you can't control necessarily if someone can release a movie or not. You can go and make a movie right now and just sell it to Cinemark or whatever and try to and have it released. There's not really a policy on that. It's just that just isn't usually what someone's going to do.
Like nobody's seen a commercial on it.
And who made this shit?
I have no idea. But from my understanding, it is a Christian. Yeah. Like Christian funding and stuff. Like from church.
So. Is it to do with the Passion of Christ? No, that the guy who's the man.
Yeah, Mel Gibson.
Let's go watch it.
Let's go.
It's really good.
You watched it? I'd be really interested.
Wait, did you actually watch it?
Yeah, I saw it.
So what the fuck the movie about? I was literally gonna say it'd be cool. One of us actually wanna watch it.
Have you not seen Your Dreams?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you have?
No, because the AC was.
Oh, where'd you watch it?
You haven't seen it? I saw it in theaters.
So you went?
Yeah,
the conspiracies.
Yeah, I went to go see it. So
and did you see anything?
That's what I'm telling you. It's not about human trafficking. It's child trafficking. So it's basically about. what they'll push do is yeah, push it. So what they'll do is they'll go to like third world countries and they'll pretend like there's different ways of getting kids, of course, like they do it. Mm-hmm. But a big, it was short of the movie because it starts off as like actors and stuff.
Yeah.
And but in the beginning, while the intro and stuff is going on, it's real scenes of like kids getting kidnapped. Mm-hmm. So it's really fucking sad.
Oh, hell no.
But it fucking made me cry. Like, it's
that's another thing that I had seen too, was a clip of people inside the theater. Oh, and
I want to watch that.
And they're saying the film, it just won't play. Like, it won't, or it'll be like just audio, or it'll like clip to a scene and the movie will just keep going. They could hear what's going on, but they can't see what's going on.
I saw it the week it came out.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when people, when you're talking about marketing, it's like, I don't see how that would necessarily benefit the movie, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird shit. It's basically doing that. So it's obviously a movie. So there's actors and everything, but it takes place in like, I think in Venezuela or somewhere. And they do like the thing for act for kids, and they're like, oh, we think your kid would be good over here for acting. Yeah. We'll make them shoot the stars and all this, you know. Mm-hmm. And all these parents bring their kids in hopes of them. It's a third world country. Mm-hmm. They want them to make it, and they'll do it. But come back at 8 p.m. and whatever, and the parents come back and it's empty, bro. Mm-hmm. It's an abandoned ass building. They took all the kids somewhere, mm-hmm. and they put them what are they called? Those big ass like containers. The shipping crates.
Shipping containers.
Yeah. The shipping containers, and they ship them off to another spot, and they'll pick them up, and they just start selling them, and there's just like people grab them, and they're like, oh, I want him for this much. And those
child trafficking like is super scary, like in the sense of being both a kid and a parent, because I heard that when a lot of instances women are the ones that actually do the trafficking,
yeah,
because they're not seen more as a threat, they're more seen like being trustworthy. I'd be to chilling the kid.
If William Neeson was my dad though,
and I'm like I think about it, like if I was a kid, if I was just a thick ass, juicy ass kid like how I used to be, like back in my day.
You were juicy.
I was juicy, bro. The priest couldn't keep their hands off me.
Yeah.
But
or your patas.
Yeah. It's talking about toes, padre. Mm. But anyway, yeah, if I was lost in a store or something, I started crying. And a lady came outside and she was like, oh, let me help you find your mom, you know, and then just fucking stuck me in a van. That sounds like something really plausible that could happen to me.
And the thing is, in the movie, you kidnap
easy, bro. We got a superstar with cheese over here. I was like, what?
Yeah,
and I'm 28.
Oh, you trying to go to September?
I can get kidnapped now for real.
Pistols?
So like we got door handles over here.
Someone's just waving it like on a, like on a fishing, you know, like the fishing thing.
Modelo.
Oh, you gotta be quicker than that.
Like, we got Nissan Versa handles over here. I'm like, what?
Yeah,
we got you know damn well you're gonna ignore that.
You trying to buy the merch?
you got some good knees over here for sale.
In the fucking movie. It's a lady, like that's the lady that fucking bought all the kids, and it's real. Yeah. It was actually a lady that ran all their shit. Oh, so Dreams is right. Nah. It was a lady that ran all their shit. She sold them and bought them.
What was her name?
Do you know her name? I forget her name. I'll get it right now. But they fucking ended up arresting or whatever. I don't want to ruin the movie, but it's real life. You're not ruining fucking shit that happened. It's real life. Mm-hmm. You want to bring awareness to it. So it is fucked up. It's a lot of fucked up shit that happens in the movie, like crazy ass stories, and it's all fucking true. And that's just fucking insane.
Did it get to the root of why she did it?
Yeah, money.
Like, besides that, like,
no, that's it.
I'm sure some kind of sick ass joy
and
of it.
And they'll just it's normal to them. And obviously it's an actor, it's an actress, but like she's smiling in there. You could tell that. But they show a real clip of her getting arrested after. And she didn't get, like, you could tell she just had a face, like, just, she didn't care.
She didn't give a fuck.
No, she didn't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. And like, they'll sell these kids into like sex places and to like sell them off. And they
I hate that shit. I don't care about that.
It's sad as fuck. But it's like, and me too, I didn't want to see the movie because it was so fucking sad. I was like, I know I'm a fucking tear up. I'm a bitch. I know I'm a fucking cry over anything. Mm-hmm. And I was like, but I watched it because you need to bring awareness to it and you need to be aware of what the fuck's going on. That's why I watched it. Mm-hmm. I pushed myself to watch it because, okay, what's worse, me fucking being a bitch and crying over a movie or it being real and actually happening to family? So I was like, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
I know.
I hate it when sucks.
I know. I hated it too. I was pissed.
Yeah.
And it sucks that you can't do shit about it, but you can. You can go and like, go and like sign some petitions, go and help out however you can and do all that shit. But
that's a weird thing, huh? How like that happens and we just kind of, we've done everything we can to like morally say like you can't be with minors, right? But it seems like all these super elite people, that's all they want to do. That's weird to me. That's always been fucking weird. Like, why? The average person, generally, not saying that it's, obviously there's pedophiles and shit,
yeah,
but the average general person is not doing that. But when you get to this super like elite level of just power and money, then all of a sudden like it starts like all of a sudden all these fools are into that, and that's always been fucking weird to me.
I hate this.
It's fucked up, but you have to bring awareness to that shit, because then if you don't,
it's, well, just assuming it's bad. Fucking real, you
know? I mean, it is real. It is super
well. That that's that kind of falls back onto whether or not the conspiracy, if this backs it up, for all this shit to happen to not...
I don't know about that, but I know it's real.
To not be viewable towards the public, where we're making it harder for the public to view
it. I feel like some people being fucking
idiots. I think that Epstein documentary on Netflix really like brought light to it, right? Where it's like, this shit's going on.
Yeah.
It's real. And it's old. Like, that's just been happening.
And then people started seeing like on social media all the pictures of like celebrities with that fool.
And
you start going like, oh, well, maybe that motherfucker was doing that shit. And but you don't know.
It goes even further than that.
And you see the people with... the thousands of people who have like terabytes and terabytes full of like child pornography in their fucking thing, and they're the ones distributing. Like, they don't have them just for them. I mean, they may have them just for themselves, but for the most part, it's like they never just get caught for having it. They get caught for having and distributing.
Yeah,
because you can just keep it for yourself. Like, they'll eventually find out that this motherfucker send it out to people.
Bro, fuck Jared from Subway, dog.
Yeah, like you get caught. You know, eventually, like it's always like they got caught for having and distributing. Mm-hmm. That's how much that shit is. And it's the same fucking weirdos that are trying to make that law now about the 18-year-old, that new law. Like,
what's the new law? I don't know.
They're trying to remember.
I'm not aware of it.
It was something about it's the age thing. I don't know. Have you heard of it?
No.
I don't know too much about it, but it's pretty much saying like age is just a number type shit.
That's fucking crazy. Or trying to
eliminate like the legal age of
goddamn
of concern.
They got the people in power to do it. That's the scary part.
Yeah, they're trying to make it so it's like oh, love is love type of shit.
No, bro, people are gonna fight for that shit.
That's fucking weirdos.
That's fucking crazy. Now people are gonna fight for that shit to the core.
It'd be interesting if we make this a clip and all of a sudden it just gets taken down.
Hey, I mean, that's true.
I don't want to get taken down. Oh, we're part of the elite.
Yeah.
There's also mad.
We know elite.
Like,
both of us about it. Go and check out 23.
Okay, real quick. That reminds me of that one clip. What's the homie that, what's the name of the dude that we follow on TikTok that makes funny as,
George Lopez?
No. He does like funny as like content.
Leo Gonzalez.
He did the one with like the moth with the lamp.
Tony, but the goalkeeper.
What's his name?
Statovich.
He made a skit where he was like, imagine the first meeting to like, to fucking determine the legal age of consent or whatever, the legal age to like actually be able to date between adults. And everybody was like, I think you should be 19. I'm like, everybody on 3, 1, 2, 3. And some fool goes, 19, 18. And some fool goes, 14. He's like, wait, what? Something like that, right?
Yeah.
And he was like, wait, no, wait, what? Everybody just looks at him.
Yeah. So that was another episode of Conspire. This one, if you like that, make sure you guys go and comment below. Let us know if there's any other conspiracies you guys want us to address.
Patreon coming out soon.
Yeah. And next time that we have this episode, it'll probably be 8 months from now. So we'll make sure you guys go and drop it down below if you guys want to hear more of this.
Bush did it.
It was two families. It was the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Those are 2 months.
Shout out the Rocky Rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hove.
Like Rocky Road.
Yeah. Ice cream. Shout out the Illuminati.
The marshmallow chocolate chunk.
I like how we like the aliens came and they addressed it and everybody's like, yeah, I got bills though. That's wild to me.
I'll go back to another episode of Conspire. This one.
No, it's not. The aliens are real. I don't know shit about anything.
Elliot. Elliot.
Beto, what do you know about the aliens?
I just know that recently they had said that they confirmed that they are having contacts with aliens or whatever.
Oh, we don't know.
No, they said that they do. They confirmed.
I know, but guys, we confirmed. Oh, shit. Like,
yeah.
Like people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, yeah, I think.
You mad at him?
I'm not mad at Beto. I'm saying the people.
I'm mad at the government.
Really, government? Aliens exist?
Are you guys down? Next time we do Conspire, this one we have like tinfoil hats on. But they look fucking ridiculous, though.
It actually works.
Yeah. To get Wi-Fi, to get 5G, huh? And that's how we got cancer.
Oh shit!
That's how we got COVID.
I'm about to get spectrum.
5G.
I just know that they confirmed that they have talks with aliens, but honestly, it seems like no one cares.
Yeah,
it's like that's old news that people wanted to hear a long time ago. No one cares anymore.
It's because we want to see the motherfuckers.
They told us during COVID.
COVID, yeah.
Yeah, damn, it's this whole thing. Everyone's dying. 500 million aliens are alive. You know.
Yeah, wear your mask.
Stay in your house.
Yeah.
But that's just scary to me because I'm like, what made you guys say we have to say this shit about the aliens? Because whatever's happening behind the scenes is way worse.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I always think about. Like, if you're willing to give this up. What the fuck is happening behind the scenes that's so much fucking worse?
Maybe they were just trying to hide the fact that COVID is a fucking myth.
I think about that, bro. Like, should I have gotten this shot?
No.
Yeah.
Should I have gotten this shot?
You got it.
It got me out of... The only reason I got the shots was because it got me out of work.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
No, I got it because I
trust, was just trying to be at the strip club.
Because I trust what the fucking doctors are telling me.
But I'm going to tell you right now.
But that's a lie.
Okay, they do. I'm going to tell you why. Because
you got a booster. Shut
I'm not trusting the fattest fool in the room saying, yep, they lie. First of all.
Okay.
If I said that, it's on my own accord.
Second of all, I didn't say anything, huh?
No.
And second of all, I didn't.
We're gonna talk about. We're gonna talk about the vaccine right now, Johnny. Let's talk about the fucking vaccine.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you like this. I'm gonna tell you why. And after I tell you this, I hope you believe me. Legit it.
COVID was.
So my brother, he works in a job, and he was at a site where they were fucking doing the shot and all that shit. They first started doing it.
The vaccine
when they were first come bringing it out, and my brother was working there. And like literally people that were making it were like
the shoddy waddy.
I'm not taking this shit. They should have told my brother, don't take it. I'm not taking this shit. And they're the ones fucking making it. They're like, I don't trust this. This was all super sped up.
It was too soon.
All of them didn't trust that shit. And they're making it, bro.
What choice do we have though?
And did you and did you take it?
Yeah, I fucking did.
Yeah.
I did it for my family because I was like, I don't want to get them sick or whatever.
I don't know how true this is, but I've heard like studies that people that heart failure and younger adults now is happening because of connections with
blood clots and all that. Yep.
But I don't know that. I don't know for that shit to be fact or something.
I don't know.
But sometimes my heart hurts, bro, and I don't know if it's the four Red Bulls I kill in one day.
Probably that.
And then the three shots of Gramalo.
It's probably the pistols on the weekend.
Or if it's a vaccine that I took like 3 years.
Nah, bro. My chest be hurting after like I kill a whole box of pizza. I don't know.
Yeah.
But you be like,
vaccine, huh?
Fuck the vaccine.
It's blaming the vaccine, bro.
I want to know what's going on in my body.
Oh, you had like 3 pounds of carnitas in you. You're like,
I mean, is it? Here's the thing though,
off the corner street, not raw and shit.
Yeah, raw dogging it.
I don't know why my stomach hurts, and I wanted to make sure I know everything that's going into my body. I'm not taking your vaccine.
And it's a vaccine, huh? It's definitely the vaccine.
Couldn't be me, bro. Fuck that.
Because I was fine before.
I trust those motherfuckers. No cap,
bro. I eat ass.
I don't know. I mean,
you feel me? I eat ass. You think a little
vaccine go through shit
in your butthole? Yeah,
I eat that shit up.
I eat that shit up after the gym.
Yeah.
I don't really give a fuck. I don't think the vaccine is gonna fucking kill me. I'm sure that fucking number 11 at Jack is gonna kill me.
Bro. Yeah, no shit.
A couple of them a day, will kill you.
I eat that shit up.
Stretching.
I eat that shit up after a long day of work in the hot ass warehouse.
Yeah. Would you have taken the vaccine?
That's disgusting,
if there was less evidence towards it helping? Be
not
honest.
Taking
it back. I think at that point we were all desperate.
I took the first and second shot.
Yeah.
100%. I took it.
Yeah,
and I know some motherfuckers in the commentary and be like,
get off my lawn.
I know those fucking motherfuckers gonna be in there, but you motherfuckers probably didn't even graduate high school, so I don't keep my opinions to myself. No, look, the fact of the matter is, I don't fucking know what's going on, bro. I don't know. I don't know who's lying to me. Are the doctors lying to me? Are the fucking guys who didn't graduate high school lying to me? I don't know what's fucking going on. The fact of the matter is that I fucking took it because I was like, yo, this is an issue in our country. Fucking people aren't working. People are fucking dying. So if the doctors are going, hey, y'all should take this shit, maybe we should take this shit.
And then,
was it or was it not rushed? Definitely was. Everybody can agree that it was definitely rushed. I don't think in the history of fucking ever have they whipped up a fucking vaccine faster than the fucking McDonald's is giving us a fucking double cheeseburger.
We don't even get Coke that fast.
Never.
Being honest.
That's fire.
So was it rushed? Probably. Is there going to be some side effects? I'll grow my wings out when they fucking happens. It is what it is.
I'll be sick.
But I took it with the fucking thought of like, well, I hope to not fucking kill anybody, right? And if you fucking were, I tried my best to not fucking not like argue with people, to be like, I definitely got into some, actually, what was with some homies, I'd be like, I didn't really tell them like, all right, you got to do it. But I was more of the opinion like, bro, I'm telling you why I fucking did it, right?
It's about the intention for you.
Yeah. So it's up to you if you don't want to fucking do it.
And also you were touching all of America's products. If it wasn't for you.
I was moving the pallets, baby.
Everybody was at home, right?
You were coughing on the saran wrap.
Everybody
was at home bullshitting, getting paid to do nothing.
Because
I was out there in the front lines in the war.
I was at work getting paid to do nothing.
Because I was like that in the front lines.
I can't relate.
But it's like the scanner, like on the bar.
And people are all like,
saving America.
People try to like make themselves sound better. They're like, oh, like this should make someone sound fucking smarter. Oh, you're so dumb for taking that. Oh my God. Like, and they talk about all the fucking politics they believe. These fools don't give a fuck about either of us. Shut the fuck up.
Damn, Johnny fucking spitting?
Like, bro.
Is Johnny fucking spitting?
At the end of the day, I feel
I'm retarded.
At the end of the day, I feel okay with my decision because I was like, I was trying to help myself and help the people around me.
But also, my heart hurts.
Hope you have fun in hell.
But that's probably the Monster Energy drink. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
But I also... It's like, if you decided not to do it, you also understand why, bro.
It's your decision,
It's
man.
Fine, dog.
That's fine, but it just seems like you're inconsiderate because they did it for that fucking reason. So guess what? If this fucking vaccine turned me to a zombie, I'm biting you first. That's all.
Yeah, bro.
I remember it was just
those fucking losers that would like piss me off. But like, damn, you took it. You're fucking dumb for that. You know what this government is doing? It's like, bro.
Snort coke.
McDonald's.
Bro, I had you in earth science and you failed. Like,
yeah.
Like, and you didn't, and you went to continuation school and you failed there.
The thing is that
you failed there.
We're fine and they're fine too.
I'm not gonna lie. This is when I fell off of that shit, was when I took the first shot and I was like, fuck, that my arm hurt.
And then I took the
next day, huh? I didn't even hurt that same day. It hurt the next day.
It was a dead arm.
For me, it was right after, bro. The whole day it was just fucking numb.
It was the next day.
For me, it was the second day, and I slept on it. I went to the gym.
Hurt driving, bro, the next day.
Yeah. Second day, I was like, it's not as bad. And then my girl caught it, and so I went and took the booster, and I was like, I'm not missing Bill Burr. Fuck that.
Spinning.
So, yeah, and then it didn't matter because a bunch of Republicans in fucking Palm Desert ruined
it. They fucked it up anyways.
Yeah. So, yeah. Johnny.
The dude that got fucking his ass. Yeah, keep your mouth fucking shut next time.
You can't make me take that.
Man,
yeah.
Intro again?
Yeah, yeah.
So if we got tased, by the way, at the show.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
I took the third one, right? And I was like, all right, I'm good at least for another 6 months.
You ran three?
I ran three, bro.
Couldn't be me, dog.
I wasn't going to miss Bill Burr, dog.
You fucking liberal.
That's fucking stupid.
You fucking libtard.
Bro, I fucking took three and the booster.
What are you under fucking Nancy Pelosi's fucking bosom?
Johnny took four.
Bro, I took four.
Johnny, I was like, into one of the
I was high. I had one
vaccine. Johnny was rolling off the vaccine.
I had two vaccines.
What?
Three vaccines.
What?
And a pina colada.
And a booster.
Yeah, but
Bush did it.
But I had the booster, bro. And then after that, like a couple months later, they were like, you just need two. And then they were like, okay, well, maybe you're going to need a booster. And then I did the booster. And then they were like, well, you're probably gonna need it. I was like, fuck that, bro. I don't even check my blood sugars that much.
I did ask called it quits. I called it quits after the second one because I remember fucking people started still getting COVID after their shots. And I was like, bro, at this point, it is what it is, dog. Like, I'm not gonna go get the booster, bro. Like, it is what it is. If I get it, I fucking get it. Hopefully, the shots that I've gotten up to this point fucking helps me deal with fucking COVID. But yeah. I never got it.
Yeah.
I think I got it. Dead ass, I remember, bro. Lalo, you remember, bro. Lalo got sick as fuck.
Is he gonna be one of those? Yeah, I got it. I think I got it in 2019.
No, I think I got it here at Lalo's house, by the way. Because I remember Lalo got sick as fuck.
Yeah.
Early on, bro. Like before this shit even got announced to us to the US.
I was paying the law.
No. This was
I remember that.
This was way before that. Where you? It was still in the. I think you were still shooting upstairs.
And they still shit on you on the chip. Lalo was so mad.
Go fuck yourselves, man.
Lalo was so mad.
It started chipping. Fuck you guys.
Man, fuck everybody.
Oh, Lalo was so fit.
Lalo, remember you were sick as fuck, bro?
Thanks.
That was COVID, dog.
I'm sick.
I think it was pneumonia.
What happened?
Oh, I thought you raised your hand.
No.
Yeah, shut the fuck
put
up back there.
I think I got COVID. Well, I did get COVID. I got COVID when it was embarrassing to get COVID, when people were like, oh, yeah. What the fuck, you got COVID?
Like, you're like, no.
Bro, that shit
like it's so, herpes and shit?
That shit was so fucking annoying. I remember I told my mom, I was feeling like shit, bro. And I told my mom.
She's like, ugh, don't touch me.
I was like, I think I got COVID. No, you don't. No, you don't. Don't say that. And I was like, mom, my head fucking hurts, dude. No, we'll make you a doctor's appointment right now. You don't have COVID. I was like,
mom, shut the fuck up. And then, you're the reason for my headache.
Mijo, no. Mijo, no.
We had family over at that time.
No, soltero.
No.
No, manilero.
We had family over at that time, and it was my uncle, and he's super religious. He's like, oh, let's pray for you. You don't have COVID. Let's pray for you.
I know who it is.
And this fucking dumbass.
And then we're just right there.
I will pray it away.
Nah, for real. I was crying, bro. My head hurt. It was pounding. The worst headache I've ever had in my life.
He doesn't have COVID. He's just gay.
And then them praying and talking was hurting my head even more. Oh. I was like, oh. And then they finished the prayer and they're like, no lo vas a tener. You're not going to have COVID.
COVID.
We just prayed for you. And I was like, bro. And then I went to the doctor and then I took a COVID test and then I came out positive.
Yeah.
And I was so fucking.
You were like, what the fuck, Jesus?
Prayer didn't work, uncle.
Yeah. You sent a screenshot to your uncle.
It worked. It was funny because I was telling them, I think I have COVID and they weren't taking me serious. Nah, you don't have COVID. You don't have COVID. Results came in, COVID. Stay in the room. Don't come out. Yeah.
We love you, but
the prayer worked.
Like they didn't just so you didn't already infect them and shit, yeah, by being exactly around. My thing was, if that would have been me, and they would have been like, "We're gonna pray," and my head started hurting, I would have started like just bullshitting and started spitting in tongues. Just like certificate, someone
can going out. Like that's during the rap.
Yeah.
Bro, those love it. Bro, religious motherfuckers are out of their mind during COVID, bro. They were still getting caught up going to Misa.
Ching, ching, wah, wah, and, like, bing, bing.
Getting in trouble, bro, for real. I don't even remember. They were having church during Zoom and shit, which, by the way, handle. You know what I'm saying? Well, you can read the Bible at home.
That's fucking gay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's fucking gay.
Bro, I had to do that.
If you did a Zoom call to church, you're fucking gay.
Hold on. Johnny, go ahead. You've been interrupted 10 times right now.
Okay, the gay person's talking. I fucking did that shit. So,
but because you had an obligation to finish your...
Well, that's not the same thing.
Confirmation. I'm talking about
people voluntarily going to church. You get a pass and you go, I want to see Jesus. Fuck you.
And like these churches were like, we're opening up because we need a place to pray. You're sick.
Gay.
You're sick. And like,
what the fuck does being gay have to do with going to church?
Because you're fucking whack.
I want to go see Jesus. Shut up, you're gay.
James.
What?
The fuck is wrong? You gotta chill out.
What? If you went to church, bro, I got a pass. I was getting slopped up on a Sunday watching Ravens football.
What the fuck does you loving Jesus have to do anything with being gay?
Call it Lamar Swaxon, bro. I was getting fucking slopped up.
Oh, shit. Those church fools were crazy, though, bro. Yeah.
And it's crazy how they like really depend on it. Okay, bro, I'll put on with my broken arm. Let's pray for you. This ain't going to fake. Oh, shit. Prayer worked. I still didn't go to the hospital, bro.
When I went to Chicago, we were in line for Millennium Park to see the bean. Yeah. And you guys ever seen those people that are like, they have a speaker and they have like a sign over this?
Yeah.
And it says Jesus.
Jesus is coming.
Yeah.
Prepare for your sins.
Literally like that, right?
But and he's just,
he was screaming. We were waiting in line for them to open the park. And he was just screaming like that for like an hour, like half an hour. He's like, Jesus loves you. Everything Johnny was saying right now.
Walking ad.
And he finally stops. And there's a girl in front of me and my girlfriend. And she's on crutches and she broke her leg.
Yeah.
And he goes, can I pray for you? And the girl goes, yeah, I guess, you know. And then so him and his three buddies, they close their eyes and they put their hands out like this, like on her leg, like hovering her leg.
Yeah.
And they're like, Jesus, whatever. They pray for her. And it's like a long prayer. Mm-hmm. And they're like, please heal her leg. Please, Jesus. Amen. Whatever. And he opens his eyes and goes, how does your leg feel? Like, bro.
Nah, bro. Yeah. Hey, she gets up.
Wait a minute.
What the fuck?
She starts moonwalking.
Dude, on the back.
What the fuck?
On the back, like,
keep the line moving.
Hey, if I was here, you want to know what I'll do? I'm going to pray for you so that the pain goes away.
It's 3:30. I'm trying to meet him by the bean. Let's go. Buy
that one?
Yeah.
Still paralyzed. Can I go?
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Have you guys ever seen that? There's this Twitter thread, right? And there was these people that they were talking about those healers, like in church, those churches, there's church healers where they like take you to a church and some guy pretends like he's going to, you know, heal whatever. Like,
well, he believes that
he's gonna make blind people see. All right,
yeah. All right, Mr.
See Beast. This one, bitch.
And Mr. Beast, relax.
Yeah. He's doing that, right? And like, oh, I'm gonna make you walk. And people were admitting, like, and it was came off as jokes, but they were admitting and basically that they lied, that they'd have these problems and shit, and they'd pretend like they speak in tongues, and they're like, nah, I was just gassing it up, like dead ass, like there was no substance to it whatsoever. I was just literally doing it because everybody's watching me around me and they're expecting me to do it.
You know what I think is hilarious, bro?
Yeah.
The fact that Mr. Beast is that Mr. Beast is doing everything that people like think that God could do. I guess the people who do all that shit, like believing it.
Take that, Joel Osteen.
Like, fucking letting people walk again, making people see again. He's doing everything. Obviously, medically, he's not doing it fucking doing magic.
Yeah.
He's doing everything that they say this guy can do. And then look at him and say,
magic. He called it magic.
I'm gonna heal you.
Bibbidi bobbidi boom, motherfucker. Stand the fuck up.
Yeah, that's what they, yeah. And Mr. Beast is actually doing it, like medically, paying for all the bills, and it's just like, For your whack, dog. Only, you only did 200 people? You're whack.
He took down this whole statistic, right, for blind people?
Yeah,
just so he dropped himself. It down by a whole percentage he by went himself.
Crazy with
bro.
It. He went crazy with it for real.
Yeah, but and then people look at them and be like, that's whack.
Yeah.
Well, no,
give,
you're right.
Give out $1 million to me.
Do more.
Some people were like, why is he trying to be God? Like, bro, he's still helping out.
Yeah. See, shout out Mr. Beast, bro. You're always welcome.
That's Mr. Priest.
You're always welcome in this seat right here.
Mr. Beast is low key Jesus, the modern day Jesus.
I'm not saying that.
And no one wants to believe it.
I believe it.
I do. I believe him.
He's a YouTube Jesus.
I kind of just leave my foot on like base. You know? But I'm like, okay, this. Look. Like, I don't know.
Here's the thing. I feel
I might
like
be religious.
I don't want to shit on religion. I really don't.
Me neither. But
when the rapture comes.
Me either, but I do want to say one thing. Mr. Beast has a way better logo.
Yeah.
Than Jesus?
It's just so. But you can't. That cross is just so simple. Marketing.
No, but look at the fucking line.
Mr. Yeah, there's Beast. No lightning on Jesus' cross.
It's not like highlighter pink and shit.
Yeah.
They're not.
Then Mr. Beast has his Feastables chocolate.
Yeah, he has chocolate.
What? You think I'm gonna stick around for a fucking wafer? You think I'm gonna stick around for a fucking wafer?
It's just bland too.
And that shitty ass wine, bro, you got from fucking Target.
But Jesus don't got merch.
Bro. Yeah, body of Christ.
Let me see Jesus merch numbers, bro. I want to see something.
Hey, imagine like
body this one, bitch.
Hey, obviously you never see the bottle, but imagine seeing them shop.
I've never seen the Jesus wine at Target. Crash one train, bro. No cap.
Yeah.
Bro, like imagine seeing like the nun at the church buying the wine for church.
Can't you see she's a nun?
And
she's just
Target?
At Betmo.
Is that the wine for church? She fucking runs.
Fuck
yeah. Yeah. Were you saying you don't want to shit on religion?
I don't know.
I don't, bro. Because I fucking struggle with this internally where I'm like, do I believe in God? Damn.
Jesus did it.
He shot the project?
No, Jesus.
Okay.
Jesus tried to do
Jesus
it.
Jesus did it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jesus could do it. These priests can't.
Does God exists.
Uh-oh.
For you.
I struggle with this.
Rabbi dude.
A lot.
Whoa.
And there's days where I'm fucking, you can't tell me that motherfucker ain't real.
Yeah.
Fact.
And there's days where I'm like,
you can tell me that motherfucker ain't
real. Who is that motherfucker is not real.
You said, there's some days.
So let's go around the room.
Is God real?
Johnny.
Do you believe in God?
Johnny, do you believe in God?
Yeah.
Lalo.
This was gospel like. Laughing to the bank like. Ah. You know what?
Lalo, do you believe in God?
You know what? Do I believe in God?
Yes.
No. I believe in like higher power, but I don't believe in just. It was one dude that said, bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Yeah.
Dreams.
I think my answer is a little more elaborate than that.
Shoot it. Let's hear it.
It's long
though. We're in a podcast.
All right. So I believe that
burn the last 15 minutes.
There is a God, a creator, whether or not that's the same being that they're talking about when they talk about the Bible and shit.
Yeah, that's,
I don't know if that's the same thing. I can say that there is a creator, and even if, for example, I don't know if you've heard the theory about living in a simulation. We're living in a computer.
I've heard.
By that definition, wouldn't the computer not be God if it created anything? If you look at the definition of God, it means creator of things. It doesn't specify that it has to be a spiritual being of any type of sort. So, if you believe in science, if you believe that that there's atoms and molecules that made up the universe, right? Wouldn't you consider that God for creating matter, you know? So, I would never say that there's not a God per se.
The real question to follow up to that.
Yeah.
If we were in a simulation and it just was all one big computer, you think it'd be like NVIDIA 3070 perhaps?
Maybe like a GeForce?
Or GeForce, yeah.
I don't know, but you could find out when you buy the Lawnmower 4.0.
The DDR5?
Yeah.
What's your thoughts?
I'm open to the thought of believing in God, but I for sure do not believe in religion.
Yeah, oh, well, I don't care for
religion. I think we're kind of all on that same page, though, look, you know?
I don't care for religion because it separates people, and it's put for that reason, I believe.
All right, jokes aside, I want to say something, for real.
Run it, Lalo.
Yeah.
I believe that if you just go about fucking, about your life, doing good things for people with good intentions for everything and being, like, a nice person, and you go and people can speak well in your character, you just get rewarded. Like, I don't believe in this thing where, like, you... Because you believe in this now,
well, because you fall into this religion or whatever, like
you don't believe in other things,
and you believe into things, yeah, and you just do whatever, like you have to be part of this membership. I don't believe that you have to be part of this, let's just say, membership or subscription.
Mm. Yeah, fuck Costco.
To see the light or have a better afterlife, right?
Right.
I believe if you just do good and be happy and like do shit that you love and
right.
and you just project like a good character to the world.
Yeah.
And like people don't say you're a scumbag, that you're a piece of shit. Like
right.
I think that you just get rewarded afterwards. Like you were a good person at heart at the end of the day. Cause there's a lot of people, and I'm sure we know a lot of people, tias, cousins, whatever, that go to church every fucking Sunday and they're a piece of shit Monday through Saturday. Even Sunday sometimes after church.
I have,
you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I believe everybody knows someone like that. And it's just like, I know that in like my heart of hearts that I'm a fucking, like, I'm a genuine, nice person to everybody. I'm not an asshole to anybody. Like, and I could speak to anybody and I don't judge anybody by the color of their skin, but by their fucking character. Like, I just shout out, I'm okay. You know, like, that's just how I am, you know? And I believe that if everybody was just to be like that, trying to have an understanding. And that doesn't, it's not to say, like, again, I'm not going to judge you if you do believe this. I'm not going to be like, oh, like, well, you think you're the shit. It's just like, no, bro, that's what you believe and that's fine. Like, and that's what makes you sleep at night peacefully and be happy. Cool. Mm-hmm. Because I do my own shit that makes me peacefully happy and I'm happy and I project it.
Yeah.
And I believe everybody does that, we'll be fine.
This sucks.
Also, does not that not speak to, like, the human ego a little bit? That you feel like there has to be something after. Like, you feel like there has to be an afterlife, that your life continues after this. That's a lot of ego.
Yeah.
To believe that you do it, and as humans, we're the only ones that go through it. You know, like, there's no one talks about, I mean, only when dogs, you know, like, all dogs go to heaven or whatever, right? But we don't talk about, like, if there's heaven for a deer or a cricket or anything of that substance. Like, why? And I feel like there's a lot of ego behind that. There's a lot of ego. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was gonna say, I think you're just speaking in general, but yeah. I believe I said if there was an afterlife.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah. I'm talking about the whole afterlife. I mean, it's even egotistical to believe that God gives a fuck about you, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
For all we know,
if there was a God. Right?
For all we know, there's a creator for sure.
Okay.
A creator. I don't know of what. Well, like what it is.
Nvidia.
But there is a creator, and what I'm saying is like. egotistical of you to believe that that creator even gives a fuck. If you created a character in GTA, you haven't turned your fucking PS4 on in fucking 6 months, you don't give a fuck, right? But that motherfucker's still living his life, whatever, in GTA, getting shot. Bush shot up
my project. My Neopets died so long.
Bush shot up the projects, right?
You did it.
So it's like, I see no difference in that, you know? Like, there could be very well someone could put their hands on it, or a being could put their hands on something like this and just be like, all right, whatever, on to the next shit, for all we know.
I don't know. I what Lalo was saying, I super agree with. It's so many fucking people that I've met. Every person I've met that's super like church going and everything, they're such pieces of shit. Like they literally trash the most about people.
They smell the most.
But I also met really fucking kind church people.
Bro. Yeah, I have.
Oh, okay, so that's why I said I have only met, because it's my part. So I have only met.
You're a piece of shit, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
I have, the people I've met that have gone to church are rude ass fucking people. You're pieces of shit and you will go to hell. You're such.
He, like, confirmed the hell too.
Like, it's so shitty for you to like be like, no, there is this. You need to go to church. How about you shut the fuck up and live your life? Like, I hate people that try to put their fucking forks in my fucking plate. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Bye.
Like, get the fuck out of here.
You chewing. You chewing.
That kid, you really hate that.
I'm just saying what Lalo said. Live your life how the fuck you want. Don't tell me what the fuck to do with my life.
Facts.
That's it.
You really sound cool right now.
Like, I've just come across so many people that are all about religion and stuff, and they judge the fucking hardest.
Yeah.
Mind your fucking business. Jesus will be fucking disappointed in you. Move the fuck on. Live your life. And I believe in God and everything. I do my own stuff. I don't follow the Bible. A book is not going to tell me how to live my fucking life. Mm-hmm. As far as I know, Jesus didn't do a book and all this stuff. And if you believe that, go for it. But the Bible's not going to tell me I can't fucking have sex before marriage and I can't smoke. And I doubt God gave a fuck if I smoke. Like, bro,
blaze it.
That's just how I believe. Again, this is my beliefs. And if you don't like it, guess what? You don't believe in that. So who gives a fuck? I guess when I did my confirmation for Catholic Church,
Jesus,
I went every day for about a year and something, right? And like
boning, like, boning, boning.
Like myself was drinking
coffee. It's the first of the wings. Boning, boning, boning. Get your fucking bone wings. I'm gonna take a piss.
Go ahead.
So when I went to church,
boo, you suck.
I went for a good amount of fucking time, and I met a few nice people that were there, but I'm talking about a lot of people that fucking went were so fucking rude, and just the lady that ran the church was so fucking rude to me, bro. And I was like, you literally like run it here, bro. Like you run this place.
I met some
and
bitter
you're so greedy.
People.
Why are you here? Like literally, why the fuck are you here? If you're all about being kind and being for Jesus, imagine me working at a fucking school as a teacher and hating kids. Why the fuck are you there, bro?
Yeah, like so yeah, like the PC right. Definitely has like five fans in it, right? and like you think RGB though, or like it gotta I'd look sick. So.
Yeah,
it gotta look sick.
Yeah, we all are opinions
because yeah, because I don't
water cooled.
Yeah, for sure, bro.
What we went out to a year earlier and you guys asked me to mimic Johnny. I feel like I can do it better than one now.
Do it. How does it?
You know. The people at church, you know.
And I'm gonna fucking do you.
Okay, now, hold on. Now you gotta do everybody else. Now you're on the spot. Now do dreams.
Dreams? No! You see? No, this is why my fucking girl.
Well, my gazelle, my gazelle.
Gazelle? The reason I bring that up is because, you know, I was thinking.
Okay, that's good. Now do the CEO. Oh, me.
And we lie, motherfuckers.
Boo.
And then Brianna. And do Brianna now. Do Brianna.
Baby, can I suck your dick real
quick? Ah, that's right. That's gas.
And then Tito.
I like how we've had this whole religion conversation. It's from wearing Our Lady of that little bit shirt.
Pray for our enemies.
I want to get my thoughts in. I want to get Beto's thoughts
first
in.
First of all, fuck this religion shit, bro.
Nah.
Because there ain't no way you're going to make my fucking dumbass mom believe that Pokemon is evil, so I can't fucking watch it. But you can go and be a hoe in the fucking club. That's all bullshit. All right, that concludes my rant.
Love it.
I want to say I agree with literally everything fucking Lalo said because the motherfucker was spitting. He was spitting fucking facts.
Yeah.
I do agree on like just being a good person, and I feel like if you do good, good will come back to you. I also am on the fence about the afterlife. I just don't think it's realistic.
And for what?
It's like, why? It's like you get the life you get.
Well, there's also purgatory too before you die too. There's also purgatory.
In religion though. Okay, you're talking about in religion.
Yeah.
Your belief within religion.
And isn't the beautiful thing about life is that you only get one to do whatever you want with it? Like, why the fuck would you want to go get an afterlife for? Like, you already got the chance of life one time. So just do your so like do your best with what you got. Like you only like you're really gonna just like live your life doing your 9 to 5 or whatever, or being a piece
the
of
the only
shit
thing that just sucks for me is like, damn, some people really don't get to live their life, so you know, they live some shitty fucking
shouldn't that be fucking like the example for you, like personally, to be like, I'm giving this all I got then.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna start a podcast.
Life wise, like living it to the fullest and doing shit. Yeah. Like for the people who can't do what you can do and shit like that.
So
like,
I'm going to the beach, man. Yeah. I'm gonna go chill.
It just sucks though. Like there's people who die really early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That makes me sad. Bro. That generally makes me sad.
Too soon, and you're just like, well, what the fuck? Like, why wasn't God watching out for them, you know?
Yeah, life is unfair.
Like, why the fuck am I, why the fuck do I get the privilege of continuing to live this life, my only life, right? Mm-hmm. And then this motherfucker gets shot at 14.
Yeah.
I'm saying, or somebody.
Or a kid just gets like cancer at 5, bro. That shit is sad.
Babies get run over. You're just like, what the fuck? Man. Like, why?
It's insane, man.
Babies are born by dingoes.
No cap. I had a cousin who was born with cancer. It's like, for what?
And then shit like that will make people question religion who do have that already in the religion. It's like, I believe.
You know what's crazy, though, is that when that happened to the family, that side of the family got super religious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's why there's certain things that have happened in my life where I'm like, fuck, dude, like maybe there's something to it, right? What if I just devote myself to like this, I guess, this religious lifestyle, and maybe that's the whole point of it. But I don't know, like at the end of the day, I just don't know, you know what I'm saying? I wish it was
If it's the wrong one too?
That's the thing, I don't want to do that, because there's a lot of things that's fun about living a fucking Satan life too.
relax.
You know what I'm saying?
But there is
like there's a lot of things to just having fun and fucking.
But eventually, like, don't you get enough of, like, the...
Bro, we've had fucking... Deadass. We've had Some of the best times as homies and like really truly bonding experiences.
In maniac ways.
Doing the worst shit in the fucking world.
Do not ever say in maniac ways. I'm like, we're fucking each other, bro.
Just eat each other's ass.
just maniac.
Is it true or not, though?
In maniac.
So it's just like, I don't know, bro. It's truly a fucking one of those wonders of life. I don't think the answer will be, I mean, we'll never get the answer.
We will.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
We will. We die.
Well, when we die, maybe, huh? That'd be cool.
I'm not gonna die.
If there's no afterlife, how are we gonna get the answer? We're dead.
Did you ever?
Well, no.
And that's the thing. I'm of the belief there's no afterlife. I'm of the belief that once you die,
I feel like there's so much shit in the world. That's what makes life fucking precious. And it's
just, I always trip out on those fucking stories where like this fucking 9-year-old boy talks about living through like the war in
1940,
and they'd be like telling everything, like all kinds of details of like, oh yeah, I was a fighter in this jet, this was my friend, like my plane went down,
that seems plausible.
And then they turn 10 and like, I don't remember,
yeah,
like, bro,
that or no, or they say that they like, oh, we let go of it, like,
so you're referring to like reincarnation. It's like, yeah, that seems plausible, bro. Like, that would be cool, low-key. I wouldn't mind being like a stripper next life.
Bro, imagine you're
OnlyFans, bitch.
I come back as Shadi Bay. That's wild.
I come back as like a,
I don't know, but
Drew Falafel Adafido.
You come back as a camera.
Damn,
oh, bro.
Hey, that's the thing I never thought about. What if you came back as things? Like, I'm just a
object. I'm a fucking shopper car. I still be getting pushed around. It's some bullshit.
Johnny just reincarnated into some other fat food.
Into a beanbag.
That's fucking.
And then dreams into an asshole. Oh wait.
Stop with the fat joke.
Hey, stop with the fat joke. It gets old.
I'm spitballing off of what fucking like Gazelle said. I think it's a fucking. I feel like I do. I live my life the way that I feel like is good, and I try to enjoy it. But I'm still gonna live my life the way I fucking want. In a sense of like, I'm gonna still do bullshit. Like, I'm not gonna be living a fucking sober life my whole fucking life. Like, I'm fine. I'm still gonna be getting fucked up and everything. I don't care. Like, I'm gonna enjoy my fucking life the way I want. And if there is a heaven and hell, that I'm gonna end up where I fucking belong. I remember one time a guy came by to my door and was like, oh, I wasn't freaking out, but he didn't knock. But point is, he was like, hey, like, have you thought about religion? And he told me about religion. He's like, what do you want to end up? And he didn't like my answer, because everybody says, oh, this or that, or I don't believe or whatever. I was like, wherever I end up is where I belong, bro, straight up.
Donde caiga, mijo.
Yeah, I was like, wherever I end up is where I belong, and that's it. I can't change it. I'm not gonna pretend to be nice to everybody.
That fool, like,
bah! It's just, I'm not, I hate people.
Well, and then you ended up at Taco Bell.
You know, aquí para que me vende tus cositas.
It's just annoying to hear people be like, oh, well, I'm this way, so I go to heaven.
No soliciting.
No, hablo.
Yeah. It's just annoying that a lot of people will be like, I'm going to do this so I can end up in heaven. No, like, you're not being who you are. I'm going to be who I am. And if God wants to send me for the way I am to go to heaven, then I deserve my spot in paradise, and that's fine. If I end up in anywhere else, that's where I fucking deserve to be. But I'm going to be the person I am.
What
this is my personality.
Beto, final thoughts on this conversation before we close out?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still the same, you know. Like, I actually was talking to a homie recently where he just became super religious. And I told him, I was like, to be honest, bro, I don't really believe in God or religion. I'm open to the idea of God, but religion, no. He's like, well, honestly, bro, like, I don't think you need it, you know? You're like, you're a good person. You're if you wouldn't have told me you don't believe in God, I would have.
Make it closer.
Go to your face.
Oh, there, you my go, bad. There you go. All right, so he's like, if you're you wouldn't have told me you don't believe in God, I would have never known, because you're like, you're a good person. You're like, you know, like, I don't ever see you doing like, crazy.
I mean, you don't have to believe in God to be a nice person, but yeah.
No, but what he's saying, is like, oh, there's a lot of people that need religion to like be good people.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Maybe religion is just to put in people in control.
In place.
In place, because there's always the threat of the consequence after it.
Yeah. But sometimes those same people are a little bit too like weak.
Righteous about it.
Oh, that, I guess. I was going to say more like sort of weak-minded. And so like, they start to believe every single thing that spews out of this person.
Yeah, that's too much.
If you're watching this right now, baby, I'm trying to suck your nipple.
Who?
His babe. Her babe. His babe.
Oh.
Anyways, but yeah, I do. I feel like you're saying he kind of correlated you with a good person.
Yeah.
So he's like, I like you. I like how you act. Uh-huh. I would have never known.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But I mean, at the end of the day, to me, like I said, I'm open to the idea of believing in God. Religion is just kind of shoos me away a little bit. Like, I feel like some people are too like hardcore, or like,
yeah,
there's just a lot of contradictions. And I just, and I really don't like when people try to push the religion on me. That yeah. pushes me farther away from
hey,
the
convert, religion. Convert.
You're going to tell me Moses is part of the whole sea. All right. Why don't you go part some fucking lays, you fucking virgin? Spin, right?
Yeah, you're
cooking, bro. You're cooking, bro.
Every animal on one boat? Okay.
All right. Let me drive the boat. Come on,
bro. Okay, bro.
Fucking stupid.
I saw a TikTok actually of that. Like, some lion showed up, but he showed up with his homie. he didn't understand the assignment. Yeah. You're supposed to bring a girl.
His invite only.
No, you get her like plus one. You're supposed to bring like a, your plus one was supposed to be a girl, so like you can reproduce. And that was brought his homie. He's okay. Like, wait, what?
like make it make sense, bro. So like some of the shit that I be saying ain't true, but a three-headed serpent in the Bible's real. Okay. Come on, dog. Get the fuck out.
You guys, believe,
what if it is though? What if we die and there that fool was like, fool, what the fuck are y'all doing? Like, y'all should have went to church.
Do you guys believe in dragons?
Nice. Yes.
Dragons?
Yes, dragon. Big time.
You don't believe in God, but you believe in dragons and shit?
Well, I don't know.
I said I do.
Well, I fucking saw Game of Thrones, dude, so obviously.
No, they came real, up, bro. They come up in like every fucking
religion. And they try to hide that shit.
And I'm not saying they try to hide anything. I'm saying that.
No, it's an animal, so.
Let them cook before you start opinionating.
I'm just saying like it comes up on like all kinds of, in lore within every fucking demographic or nationality and stuff like that. Ancient,
every single one.
Yes, every the Aztecs have a
dinosaur
one. The Mayan, that, I don't know, maybe, but yeah, on everything, on all the cave walls of every fucking pyramid of every fucking religion or any ancient civilization, there's always something about a dragon, and I've always wondered about that.
I'm okay with building real dragons. I'm gonna be real.
Yeah,
yeah. Ostriches are pretty cool. I think that's fine.
That's fucking ostriches are terrifying.
They're literally right next. It's like, bro, these motherfuckers can run 35 miles per hour right next to your car.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And then I'm looking at you. They ain't even looking where they're running. Just imagine running against Usain Bolt and he's looking at you the whole time, not even the finish line.
I want you.
Trip him.
Dum 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 dum. Just looking at you. Dum 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 dum. And then you're just like, I can't go any faster, but he can.
Yeah.
Like, I can't go any faster, and this little jeep goes like 25 miles per hour.
Yeah. That's some bullshit, huh?
Fuck ostriches.
Yeah. We can wrap this up.
Yeah, make sure you guys like, comment, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you can see whenever we upload anything new. I want to thank everyone who's been on to the podcast lately.
Facts.
Sure you guys responding and stuff. We really appreciate that. Also, thank you to everybody who's bought merch and whoever can still buy merch. Make sure you guys purchase it. Mm-hmm. If this airs
y'all got 2 days, August 11th, baby. Yeah. 2 days.
Yeah. Two.
If this premieres midnight. Before August 11th, make sure you guys go and purchase that and make your orders now because we don't know when we're going to do this again. But also drop down in the comments below. I want to know which ones you guys purchased because I'm interested to know like which ones were your guys' favorites. And
tell us new styles that you guys want. I'll be tight too.
Yeah.
Nah, don't tell us. We're gonna do what we want.
Yeah, we do what we want. So thank you guys very much.
I'll put Jesus on my next merch.
I want to thank my, but it's not Mr. Beast though.
Oh, that's a good point. We'll get some.
Yeah, Mr. Beast, will find us if.
Yeah, but make sure you guys
appears.
Also follow everybody on here on their Instagrams and Threads and Facebooks and all of those sorts. And make sure you guys also whatever, I don't care. Shout out my girl, shout out my family, my friends, my loved ones. Thank you guys for helping us out. Shout out to, since this is gonna premiere this week, I wanna give a shout out to Vivica Wells for having us on. It was a great episode.
Who's us?
Me and Johnny, of course, and also
this came out like yesterday.
Yeah, I want to thank them for flying us out to San Diego.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, bro, and then feeding us, bro. It was wild. Shout out to Paulina and shout out to Mario Cortez, and also shout out to Jesus, who's also their guy that wasn't there at the moment.
Yeah,
the fuck is up with you, Jesus? Shout out Viva Con Huevos, thank you very great much host. If you guys are watching, make sure you guys continue to watch, and their episode is going to be down in the description below, so make sure you guys click on it. They drop a day before us, so
facts,
it's already out by the time you guys are watching this.
And I just want to give a shout out to everybody that be supporting us. You have 2 fucking days to get merch, motherfuckers.
Cop that shit, baby.
Go get that shit right fucking now. Pause this fucking video. Go get that shit and come back, motherfucker.
Link in the description,
baby. Link in the description, please. Thank you. I appreciate your support. And just everybody that be rocking with us and just be fucking with everybody's, and to make sure that you're following Brianna and Beto's channel as well, and my channel Jetfield. It is out now.
What's dropping, Johnny? In 2 days,
it's dropping in 2 days. My fucking vlog channel is introduction to all the shit that I'm gonna be doing. It's a little update to tell you what I'm gonna be.
What's your channel name?
Jetfueled.
How you spell that?
Jetfueled.
Yes, sir.
Go follow that shit, baby.
Shout out everybody who follows me. Go follow me on Instagram. Go subscribe to my YouTube channel.
Facts.
Thank you to everybody that shows me love. Shout out my girlfriend and shout out my dogs that keep running away.
Shout out your dogs.
Facts. And on this end, just want to give a huge shout out to everybody who purchased the merch already, who's gonna purchase the merch in these last 2 days. We know you guys, a lot of you guys are gonna get paid on that fucking same Friday, so
yeah, give us your money.
You have until midnight of Pacific
Center. Nah, but for real, it's been an insane amount of you guys that who have, you know, actually supported. So we really, really, really fucking appreciate it. It really means a lot to us. And yeah, like the homies stated before, go ahead and follow their channels. They're gonna be all linked in the fucking description below. Shout out to you guys, bro, and shout out to my lady, of course, my family, and everybody who'd be fucking always riding with us, man. It's, you guys are the true ride or dies.
I did want to know something real quick, which is for future drops and stuff, tell us the sizes that weren't on there that you guys would like on the next drop, because
Bichelato.
Yeah, that ass. Like, if you're up there in a 13X, I don't know what to tell you, bro. Like, yeah, that's big and tall. We don't do that.
Go to Shaq, bro.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry. Like, and I'm just trying to be as nice as possible, because we got a couple of fucking, you know, messages like, hey, like, I'm trying to buy merch and stuff.
Yeah.
You guys don't have my size, and it's just like, okay, sorry for this one, but the next time we're gonna try to fucking figure it out. Like,
help you out.
Get more like a bigger sizes and stuff. And besides that, stickers for the next job, I believe stickers, hats, and other shit will be available, so it doesn't just have to be a shirt. Just because I know a lot of you do want to have something of like the POP, and we fucking greatly appreciate it, because you don't have to buy anything, but you guys telling us like, we'll just wait for the sticker, we'll wait for the hat, it's fine, because you know,
fucking mosquitoes.
But thank you to everybody who has bought something, because it's a lot of you motherfuckers. And yeah, like Gazelle and everybody has stated, you got 2 more days. This drops Wednesday. At Friday 11:59 p.m. the shit will close, like the shop will close. So if you ordered it, you know, you ordered one. If not, you just have to wait for the next drop. We might have a staple shirt, we don't know which one it might be, but it might be a staple shirt, being like, it'll always be on the store for the drops. Not every day it'll be there, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But when the drops do come back out, when the store opens again, that staple shirt will be there, but with a different color.
Fan favorite.
Yeah, like a fan favorite. We'll just always be there, like a staple. We don't know which one that is yet, but we'll figure it out. But for the most part, all the merch is always gonna be different, like embroidered and different stuff. We have a lot of plans for that, and especially with the love that we receive from you guys, but with this drop, because it's a lot of you guys already. We do plan on doing this more. So, and shout out to JC for helping us out a lot. Although me Juan Tenfold, go follow him. He's helping us a lot.
Can I do a quick shout out real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Before you end it out. Shout out to Kevin Mendez. He reached out to me on Instagram and he said his birthday's on August 9th. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Kevin. Homie.
Happy shout birthday. Out, to Kevin.
Hell yeah.
Did you have one? You looking at your
fish by horse, huh?
Did you have something to say? Because I saw you looking at your phone. I thought you were going to say somebody's name earlier.
No.
Okay. but yeah, shout out to everybody. We love everybody that listens to us. I think that's it, right?
Beto, shout out.
Do you have any?
I already did it.
Yeah, here it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you guys. We love you guys. Shout out to my homies right here and here, everybody, you're part of the team. Shout out to you guys that keep us doing this every week.
Stay tuned for the wind down episode that we do after this.
Damn, imagine at 9 p.m. we just start shooting a wind down episode.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
That's when I wind down, fool. What the fuck?
And yeah, shout out to my friends, family, and my girl. With that, we out. Peace. Also, I did want to, real quick too, shout out Weaving Coevos, because they send us this thing, bro.
Yeah.
They send us the shirt and the sticker. So yeah, with that, we out. Peace.
Later. We love you.
You guys. Thank you.